Good evening. Welcome to the Mesa City Council meeting for Monday, March 22nd, 2010. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor and a privilege for me to serve and to conduct this meeting. We'll begin tonight's meeting with an invocation by Dr. Terry Christ to the City of Grace Church, and he'll be followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, and will be led in the pledge this evening by Derek Wright, a scout from Troop 655 here in Mesa. Would you please stand for the invocation and the pledge?
Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor. Council, would you bow your heads and join me
in a word of prayer? Gracious and faithful Lord, I thank you for this day that you have given us. May we steward every moment of it for your glory and for the betterment of our community. Lord, in keeping with your instruction that we should pray for those who rule over us, that we may live quiet and peaceable lives, I pray for all those who serve the city of Mesa. I pray for our mayor, our council, and all our city employees. I pray that you would lead and guide them. I pray that you would bless and keep them. Lord, I pray that you would give them wisdom on how to govern. Grant them insight on how to navigate the challenging times that we find ourselves living in. I pray for your hand of protection upon our police officers, our firefighters, and our first responders. And then, Lord, I pray for the citizens of this great city that you love so much. Bless the residents of Mesa, I pray. Help us to live in a way that honors life, embraces truth, advocates justice, and advances freedom. I ask that you would bless the families in our community. Empower those who are struggling, Lord, to put food on the table. Bless the businesses that sustain our economy and bring new ones into our community. Bless those who faithfully serve in quiet and peaceable and unseen ways to help the less fortunate. Lord, I do not ask these things for our benefit, but that we might have the resources to care for those among us who are needy and cannot provide for themselves. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Chris. Thank you, Derek. In Mesa Schools, in this community of Mesa, is a very interesting community in that you know, music has always been a real part of our community, and you know, a lot of communities say that, but in Mesa, and I guess it's sort of the pioneer heritage, because when people settled the desert back in the late 1800s, they had to do a lot of things to get their minds off of, you know, crickets, and I guess crickets aren't the bad, because crickets sing too, don't they? But heat and, you know, famine and stuff like that, it was a hard place, and I know that they turned to music a lot to entertain each other, and it's always been an interesting little part of Mesa. You know, I like to tell the story. When I was growing up in the Mesa schools, it was one of the few places I know that that in when I was in high school, I played football along with six or seven others, and we were also in the honor choir. And I like to tell the story of the stare down between my honor choir teacher, Miss Elizabeth White, who could stare down anybody, and the football coach. And at this time, the Westwood football team was ranked number one in the state, so we were not slouches, we were good, about which was going to win. Were we going to have a football practice for a big game, which happened to conflict with an honor choir performance? And I tell people, Mesa's got to be one of the few places where the football coach of the number one rated team moved its practice to accommodate the choir. And, you know, that's just the unique nature. That same year, the basketball player of the year, Andy Shumway, was also first trumpet in the Westwood band. And that was okay. And I've always loved this community because they looked at all parts of life as being important. And that's what makes a real community. You know, music is under attack in our schools, like everything else, with shrinking budgets and more demands on our kids' times and on parents' times and teachers' times, that It just doesn't play as big a role as it used to play, and that's sad. Any arts, any involvement in any music or arts or anything certainly opens up everyone's minds and is good for everyone. And there's got to be more than the iPod and MTV and other. MTV actually doesn't play music anymore, though, do they? So other things. And with this, the Mesa Schools ask me as mayor to help them celebrate the music in our schools month. And I've told you that story. I'm biased. I admit that. I love music in the schools and other places, and they asked me for a proclamation, and I'm more than pleased to offer up this proclamation. Whereas the study of music contributes to children's development through heightened skills in listening, reading, self-expression, and creativity, and music and the other arts significantly enhance the morale and quality for youth by creating a positive environment. And whereas music education includes a broad range of active musical experiences, it is a stated objective of our schools to prepare children for a productive role in our society and the stated objective of Mesa Arts Center Foundation to foster and nurture arts education. And whereas the National Association for Music Education has designated March as Music in Our Schools Month, focusing on the theme Music, Just Imagine, and the Mesa Arts Center Foundation is celebrating the musical talents of Mesa Public Schools high school band students. And whereas the City of Mesa endorses the observance of Music in Our Schools Month as an opportunity to support the purposes and practices of music education and encourages teachers, parents, students, and all citizens to participate and commemorate the joy and inspiration music provides by showcasing the Mesa High School bands in a concert performance on Wednesday, March 24th, sponsored by the Mesa Arts Foundation at the Mesa Arts Center. Now, therefore, I, Scott Smith, by virtue of the authority vested in me as mayor of Mesa, Arizona, do hereby proclaim the month of March 2010 as Music in Our Schools Month. In witness thereof, I have, and all the seal and everything. And I think Councilmember Kavanaugh passed around a little postcard if you want to tell everyone some more. Are we going to hear this from Ruth? You're going to tell us? We'll have Ruth. Ruth Argabright from the Mesa Public Schools Music Education Center Coordinator. And welcome, Ruth, and thank you so very much for all you do. And please let us know what's going on.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Mayor and council members. I really appreciate having this privilege of coming here. And it's partly also because of the partnership that we have with the Mesa Arts Center. And because of them, we've been able in the past 2 or 3 years to be able to have our students perform at the beautiful facility of the Acadia Theater. And that is quite an honor for those kids. I particularly also would like to thank Mr. Frank Bennett, because it was his vision that got our bands up there on the stage last year in a marching band extravaganza, and then this year on Wednesday evening they will perform at 7 o'clock on the stage of the Acadia Theater in the concert band performance, with entertainment beginning outdoors as the jazz ensembles perform out there, and then indoors in the lobby with the Dobson chamber groups performing in there as well. So thank you very much to them. I also agree with you on everything you've said about how the importance of music education is, and particularly here in Mesa. And I appreciate the support that we get from the city, from the community in total, and from our administrators in our school district. Very much appreciate that. They make sure that our kids have opportunities to perform. And this year, we will again be going to Allstate, with approximately about a third of the entire Allstate being made up of Mesa Public School students. And those are the best in the state. I also wanted to mention that Music, Just Imagine, is the slogan for this year's Music in Our Schools Month, which is annually celebrated during the month of March. And one fifth grade student made this very obvious to me, and I'm going to read a quote that she gave her teacher week before last, right before we broke for spring break. This little fifth grader said, "Music is calming to me. It makes me feel like I'm on an ocean sailing, watching the dolphins doing flips. Also, music is like lying down in the sand with it between my toes, making castles. Music makes my ears feel like they're on an unknown journey to a special land." So with that said, I'd like to invite you to our performance on Wednesday evening. And then on Thursday evening, we also have our honor bands who will be performing again on the stage of the Acadia Theater, elementary and junior high students. the best in the district. And I just appreciate this. And we try to cater to all the needs of all of our kids in Mesa Public Schools. And the way we see it, the more students who are able to sing and play instruments and make music, the better. So thank you very much. With that said, I'd like to introduce Carissa Galbraith. And Carissa is a junior at Mountain View High School. She will also be going up to Northern Arizona University and performing as an all-state flautist. So I appreciate her being here this evening, and she's going to bring you a portion of a selection from J.S. Bach. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Clarissa. What a great visual of listening to music by that fifth grader. I have some friends growing up in the 60s and 70s who had other visuals while listening to music. But thank you so much. We appreciate that. You know, there's one other thing I'd like to talk about in this part of the meeting, and this is somewhat of a somber thing. I had both the honor and the unfortunate task of representing the city last Saturday morning at the funeral services for Sergeant First Class Jake Wetton, a Mesa resident who was unfortunately killed in Afghanistan while serving our country. And, you know, it's just, I have mixed feelings because it's obviously an incredibly sad situation when we lose someone. But, you know, the incredible pride that I feel for those who serve our country. These are incredible young men and women, and to be there among them and listen to their accomplishments and the type of people they are is very sobering and humbling, because we have incredible people who put their lives on the line, both in the armed services and also in our public safety. I think since becoming mayor a little over a year and a half ago, I've been to way too many of these. This is either the fifth or sixth funeral I've been to for either people in the armed services or those Mesa residents who serve in public safety, and it's once again it's incredibly disheartening that we lose such quality people at such a young age. But on the other hand, I'm very, very proud to be associated just by being in the same city with youth. And so our hearts and our prayers go out to the Wetton family. There's a lot of cousins, extended family here in Mesa, and for all those, for their loss, and for all those who have, those who are serving in harm's way, thank you so very much for the sacrifice that you make and those, your loved ones who are serving, make. And also, please know that our thoughts and prayers are with you also, and I hope that they get back safely and that they're able to come back and join their families. So thank you so very much for that. The next item on the agenda is the consent agenda. And Mr. Christopher, if you would read in the consent agenda.
All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license for NEDCO one-day event, April 2nd, 270 West Main Street. Item 3B, act on liquor license for Carazona Wholesale, 929 East Juanita Avenue, Suite 103. Item 3C, act on liquor license for Poseidon Greek Restaurant and Market, 961 West Main Street. Item 3D, act on liquor license for Poseidon Greek Restaurant and Market, 961 West Main Street. Item 4A, act on term contract for training and duty ammunition for Police Department. Item 4B, act on contract to purchase one new automated microscope system for Police Department, fully funded by the National Institute of Justice, solving cold cases with DNA grant. Item 4C, act on contract to purchase new web viewer software, training, and support for ITD. Item 4D, act on term contract for digital bond printing services for Engineering Department. Item 4C, act on term contract for LED roadway lighting luminaries and installation, fully funded by the Federal American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, Energy Efficiency Conservation Block Grant. Item 4F, act on contract to renew term contract for potable water treatment chemicals for Water Resources Department. Item 4G, act on contract to renew term contract for reflective science sheeting for Transportation Department. Item 4H, act on renewal of term contract for replacement traffic signal controllers and video detection camera equipment. Item 4I, act on contract for Riverview Park SES replacement, funding available in the adopted fiscal year 09-10 Parks and Recreation operating budget. Item 4J, act on contract for arterial street overlays. Funding is from a Federal American Recovery and Reinvestment Act grant and the approved fiscal year 09-10 Streets Bond Capital Program. Item 4K, act on contract for arterial reconstruction, Brown Road from Wrecker Road to Power Road, and University Drive from Val Vista Drive to Greenfield Road. Project completely funded with a federal grant from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. Item 4L, act on contract for arterial reconstruction, Alma School Road from Baseline Road to Southern Avenue, and Power Road from Baseline Road to Broadway Road. Funding is from a Federal American Recovery and Reinvestment Act grant and the adopted fiscal year 09-10 Streets Bond Capital Program. Item 5A has been continued to the April 19th Council meeting. Item 6A, act on resolution approving agreement with the Governor's Office of Highway Safety for grant funds for the Police Department's impaired driving enforcement programs. Item 6B, act on resolution modifying fees and charges for Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department. Item 6C, act on resolution approving agreement with FEMA for grant funds for a driving simulator for the Fire Department. Item 6D, act on resolution approving and adopting the City of Mesa Hazard Mitigation Plan. And item 7A, discuss and act on ordinance regarding Z10-07, 141 North McDonald for expansion of existing school. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item that a council member would like to remove from the consent agenda? Ms. Crocker, are there any requests from the public?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay. There being none, I have a motion to approve the consent agenda from Councilmember Kavanaugh, a second from Vice Mayor Jones. Any discussion? Please vote. Okay. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and the consent agenda is approved. The next item on the agenda is to hear items from citizens present. We have one request to speak, Mr. David Douthat. Yes. Mr. Douthat, you have 3 minutes, sir.
Thank you. My name is Dave Douthat. I live at 623 South Winthrop, and I just wanted to inform you that I would like to send each one of you a copy of a report. I know you have a lot of time on your spare time on your hands to read this. It's like 49 pages. It's called Tipping Point. It's sort of like the one of the nail type of a report. It gets into some of the specifics of what that nail might be and some of the results that can happen from it. It's very educational, and you don't really have to agree what's in it, but it is very educational, and you really should become exquisitely familiar with what the issues are inside this report, because it covers some very complicated interactions that can occur in a very rapid amount of time. And it does touch on what's going on right now and how it happened. Okay, and the last thing I want to mention is, for you fine folks out there, volunteer. The city needs you. Thank you.
Thank you. And we're not supposed to comment, but I'll agree with you wholeheartedly on that last one. Okay, there's no other business.
Move for adjournment.
I have a motion to adjourn from Vice Mayor, second from Councilmember Summers. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you so very much. Appreciate it.